claims there'll be nothing to do till her daughter says she'll be dead with you. While foreign affairs are screwing rotten, light morale has hit rock bottom. Dying embers stand forgotten. Talks of peace will be in trial. Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Stand up for me. State your peace tonight. Is this the value of our existence?
Good afternoon. And welcome to Off the Beaten Path, broadcasting live from Studio E down here in the Sunshine State. I'm your host, Steve Elkins. Today's date is February 18th, 2018. We have a lot to talk about. 2 hour show every Sunday here. And, well, let's get right to it. It's been really active down here in Central Florida, actually down in Southern Florida. I'm going to start talking about the latest shooting. High school shooting there on the campus of a high school in Parkland, Florida. And that has been the top news this week from Wednesday on with the mainstream media. So I might as well just chime in and give you my two cents on this one. And first thing came to mind, I thought to myself, is this a false flag? It's possible. Going to have to keep investigating this a little bit further to see if it is actually a false flag. We know that the FBI has found disturbed individuals, kind of pointed them in the direction, funded them, given them all the tools they need to fulfill their agenda. So I'm not going to say this is. I'm not going to say it's not a false flag. It's possible. It's something to definitely look at closely. And if it is, well, you know, there's just another stain on the reputation of the FBI, wouldn't you say? Got their hands caught in some dirty works with the GOP memo here. And with Hillary Rodham Clinton financing it, GPS Fusion, or Fusion GPS, sorry, and the DNC. So this thing is getting interesting, this memo. Of course, we're expecting any day now the new version from the Democrats to be a rebuttal to the GOP memo. So we'll have to wait and see what that says. The memo from the GOP was, what, 4 pages? The Democrats claim theirs is 10. Got to do one up on you, or more so, to make sure that you get the idea that this whole thing is not true. But evidently it is true that the FBI, the upper floors, the seventh floor, has gone a little bit rogue here. And I guess they don't understand what FISA stands for. That's Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, not federal as an FBI Intelligence Surveillance Act. So all their actions, basically what has happened here, the conspirators are guilty of sedition. Now, this is with their backup plan, and we know that. RBN listeners, you're a sharp group out there. I don't have to tell you what's going on. You got the big picture, what's going on. This was nothing more than a plan to derail Donald Trump. And before the election, if he happened to be elected, to oust him after he's in office. So, of course, we never heard about this Russian collusion thing until Hillary lost the election. And not that I'm a big Trump fan, don't get me wrong. I'm not a big fan of him at all. I don't really like the guy personally. But as my neighbor down the street would say, the vote for Trump was not really a vote for Trump. It was a vote against Hillary. And I think a lot of us feel that way. And I know I do. So it seems to be that way every 4 years, doesn't it? Never the best candidate. You're voting for the lesser two evils, which kind of means you're voting for evil still. But, well, we're looking at this shooting down here in Florida. And, of course, mainstream media is going to saturate this story for some time until something else happens. Of course, the anti-gun agenda people just are going to pile on this conversation. Anytime there's a shooting, they're going to pile on this conversation. And, of course, they screamed that Congress must act now. And I thought, well, that's great. So what do you have in mind? I am pro Second Amendment. I'm not going to give up my guns. So what do you have in mind? We've got background checks already in place. You have to be a certain age to buy a rifle, a certain age to buy a handgun. It appears this young man, Mr. Cruz, Nicholas Cruz, abided by those. and there was no violations in the purchase himself. He was 18 years old the time he bought the weapon, an AR-15. Background check, must have been okay. He got the weapon, so no problems there. So, but what has not been discussed, and Mike Rivera talked on this a couple days ago, there appears to be a common element in all these kids who are running around shooting at these high school shootings and college campuses, and that would be psychotropic drugs, SSRIs. I don't know personally if this young man was on. It does mention him having depression. His mother had died the year earlier. He was living with some people or staying with some people. They're in the papers today talking about they didn't understand what kind of person was living in their house, evidently having some problems, psychological problems. So the big question would be, it's the gun or is it the person? And there seems to be too much emphasis placed on that the gun killed these people. And yes, it did. But not much attention is being paid attention to the actual individual behind the trigger who pulls the trigger. And if these medications are indeed creating delusion, psychosis, schizophrenia, then I think we probably ought to look at that a little closely and maybe look at Big Pharma, who's producing these medications, to say, these aren't good medications. You're actually creating more problems with these medications. There must be something better to control somebody's depression. So I am looking at this closely in this direction to say it's the medications a lot of times. And we've even seen police officers who have confessed to saying, I'm not sure I pulled my gun and shot. I'm not sure. Find out they were on psychotropic medications. And I think a lot of these returning vets from Iraq and Afghanistan, post-traumatic stress, they're on these medications too to deal with whatever they saw out there, to deal with those horrors. And I think we have to look at this really closely, that some of these medications might be just creating some of these shootings. Now, that doesn't take responsibility away from the shooter himself. No, I fully hold this person responsible for shooting up the campus and killing, 17 students and teachers. I'm not sure how many teachers, but it said 17 dead, including teachers, staff. So I do hold the person accountable, but I think sometimes we got to look outside the box and say, what caused this to happen? It's not just cut and dry sometimes. So some of these medications may be just creating this situation. Better look at that closely. So now we move on to, we talked about the GPS memo here. And I want to say that since I've moved down here to Florida, I've met some super, super people. And now they understand that I have a show on this network. We're talking politics a little bit. And like I said, I respect everyone's view. Politics, I really do, and I might just learn something, or they learn from me. But a couple neighbors in my area here talking about what's going on down there in South Florida, and the memo, GOP memo, and I may have just planted a seed today, and I like it when I plant a seed. Like I said, I'm not the smartest guy in the world here, but none of the hosts on this network are. But we do look outside the box. We look for answers. We also find problems. We diagnose a little bit. And then we say, well, what's the solution to that problem? What could we be doing better? And I planted a seed today, I guess a document my neighbors had never heard about. It's called the PNAC document, Project for a New American Century. And the reason I mentioned that document was because we've just increased our military spending by quite a bit. I think another $65 billion. I think we are at just under $800 billion on our defense budget. And we've been in Iraq for, 17, coming on 18 years, Iraq and Afghanistan. And the reason I brought that up, it's a piece of the puzzle. I'm a puzzle kind of guy. I'm not the word search guy. Those are so easy. It's putting the puzzle together. When I mentioned this document, the Project for a New American Century, I wanted them to look at this document because it's a piece of the puzzle to how we got to where we are now in Iraq and Afghanistan, and how we're continuing to venture on and continue to nation build and invading other countries. I'm all for protecting this country. I am not for reaching out and going into other countries in this nation building effort, which they keep claiming is to promote or bring democracy to people. Hey, the best way to bring democracy is by example. That's what happened. Revolutions happen in countries when they see how you live in your country, democracy in this country is, and really we are losing quite a bit of our democracy, aren't we? Because I never fathomed that we would actually be in a situation where my government would be saying you have to have mandatory this, mandatory that, mandatory vaccines. So I'm thinking, well, am I still a citizen or am I a dependent of the state? So when I mentioned this document, the Project for a New American Century, it was basically to show there's a document out there. I know most of the RBN listeners know this document. But notice the signatures on that document who agreed that this agenda to go over to Iraq and Afghanistan was well thought out in the 80s. The Project for a New American Century is right there, and the document's there, and the signatures are there. And here we are. Here we are in Iraq and Afghanistan. So it just, like I said, also some of the language used in the document, that we would have to be attacked, and it would have to be a significant attack on America of a Pearl Harbor-type nature. So it has to be pretty significant in order to carry out their plan to invade Iraq and Afghanistan. So then what do we have? 2001, we had the World Trade Center attack. Boom. It all fits together. Like I said, the pieces of the puzzle all come together. If you read that document, understand that document. It's actually quite shocking if you think about it. I remember the first time I put the pieces of the puzzle together, I was astounded. I didn't even know about false flags. And that's another term I threw out there for them to investigate. How governments, our government and other governments, have used false flags to basically point a finger of blame in order to carry out an agenda. It's amazing. This is my government, and I would have never figured my government would be so corrupt to actually target people, even their own citizens, in order to carry out an agenda. But you got to remember that there's more money to be made in a war than there is in peace. So, unfortunately, I'm looking at an article right now. It looks like Lockheed Martin is now breaking ground on a new plant, of course, working on nuclear something, missiles, and that's just a huge defense contract. You know, we want peace in the world. I'm going back to the early campaign trail for Donald Trump, where he talked about working with other world leaders, peace, commerce, bringing back jobs to the United States. Man, that's great talk. I love it. I think that's what a lot of us wanted to hear, and when we made our decision to vote for Donald Trump. And like I said, a big part of my vote was also hearing that and believing that maybe this guy might be a Washington outsider, and possibly he may just follow up with what he really says he's going to do. He's a stand-up guy. He's a little arrogant. He's a lot arrogant. Okay, let's just say he's a lot arrogant. If you've ever watched that show, The Apprentice, and you're fired. You're fired. I would like to see more of that. You're fired. Because he surrounded himself with a lot of jackals that were in the past administration. And that really is a stupid thing to do. And I'm really surprised that he did it. Normally, when you want to build a team, you start from scratch. And there are people that you know, your team, not people from the prior team. Because you can't tell their loyalty which way they go. So how he didn't come to that realization and build his own team and rely on the past administration keeping people on board, I think now he's recognizing he made a huge mistake in that now the jackals are coming for him. And it seems like every day something new. A porn star has come forward now, and this woman has come forward now. And you know what's amazing is that the impeachment talk is not even discussed anymore. They're staying with the Russian collusion. They've got like a card, like maybe a little index, Rolodex, and they're just going through them little by little, chipping away at their little agenda to oust this president. And it's not working. The GOP memo pretty much cleared him, as far as I'm concerned, vindicated him to say that he was right. When he said, I'm being bugged in my towers, the Trump towers, he was correct. He was. There were violations on the Obama by President Barack Obama at the time and the DNC. And this is much bigger. Now, mainstream media is trying to say, well, a couple of the writers are saying it's not really the magnitude of a Watergate. Don't cheat yourself. It's much bigger than that. This thing is a lot bigger than Watergate. It goes a lot deeper than Watergate. This thing someday, when it actually unfolds, we find out all the contributors and all the people who took part in this illegal activity. You are going to have a mini-series that's going to go for weeks and weeks and weeks. And Robert Redford, if he's listening, probably not. But if he is, he's got to be thinking already to himself, you know, all the president's men, I've got a mini-series here. This is huge. I could definitely make something in Hollywood out of this. And let's just say if he does, let's hope he's accurate and doesn't miss anything. All the details are out in the open. So did a little history on Mr. James Comey. Remember when he got fired, he was the FBI director. And now he's replaced by Christopher Wray, who needs also to go because he is not doing his job. I'm astounded that so many violations and so many laws are being broken and that nothing's happening. You know, the Justice Department, the DOJ, the FBI, nothing is happening. The Attorney General we had, Loretta Lynch, and her conversation with Bill Clinton on the tarmac. All these illegal things, Title 18 violations by Hillary, destroying 36,000 emails, her servers scrubbed, destroyed, all these violations, which brings me back to this Parkland, Florida shooting. This is now the number one story. It's going to be for a while, and the mainstream media and the Democrats pushing for more diversion. Diversion stories that take you away, take your focus away from what we were talking about earlier. Hillary's in the hot seat, man. She's in some trouble. There are quite a few people that are scrambling now, jumping ship. As I said, the rats are jumping ship. So I totally expect to see some accidents, mysterious, freakish accidents on people who have information that really can expose deeper involvement in this whole collusion, this phony collusion, the Russian dossier. So keep an eye on that. But this Parkland, Florida shooting is definitely a diversion story. We are no longer talking about, well, the mainstream media is no longer talking about Uranium One. We're still talking about here on independent media because we are the real news. We're not the fake news. I got to laugh at mainstream media. They're still sticking with the same old thing. And it's funny because you know what? It ain't working. Their stories of Russian collusion aren't working. People are not that stupid. So we'll keep doing it over here at mainstream media, talking about the issues. And again, please do your homework. Don't take my word for it. Do your own homework. And then when you actually discover the truth, do me a favor, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with others, and then give them the resources, the links to where you found the information. We can only grow the truth movement if you share the information with others. Let's not keep everybody in the dark. We're not in the dark. Let's open up the eyes of others who really want to know what's going on. We're going to go to the phones real quick here. We got Chris in Las Vegas. You're on. What's on your mind?
Well, good morning, Steve, and thank you for your intelligent, elucidatory comments this morning and putting light on what's going on here in America.
It's a lot,
isn't
it?
If you don't mind, I wanted to go back a little in your earlier conversation when you were talking about this false flag agents provocateur government tyranny provoked event in Parkland, Florida. And they appear to be honing their skills in the development of their psychotropic drug-induced.
Yeah.
I hear the
hey,
music.
Chris.
After the
Chris, hold the music. Hold it. We'll be right back.
I know your life is torn. I see your love is torn. Why don't you mention to me whenever.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Off the Beaten Path. We're on the phone with Chris in Las Vegas. Go ahead and finish up, Chris.
Well, what I was trying to tell you, the psychotropically induced, what I like to term scopolamine sheen or zombified eyes, are generally a tell that we've seen in Adam Lanza, Gerald Loughner, and even James Jimmy Neutron Holmes from the Colorado Dark Knight shooting. That was where all government false flag involved terrorism events induced to try to drive the public to cry for gun control, to take our guns away so they can make it easier to kill us when they decide to do that in the future with all those billions of rounds they purchased for their agencies that have all been weaponized against we, the American people.
No, I agree. I agree. That was interesting because they made, I forget how many billions, it was 3 billion rounds of ammunition the government bought. And they actually were violating the law of an individual purchase. They couldn't purchase so many, so they actually had to put it in different names. and they actually put 3 billion rounds under the name of the postal services with that big ammo purchase, which I thought was interesting. The post office, and it gives a whole new feeling to the term going postal. But the post office has 3 billion rounds of ammunition, which I thought rather interesting. That whole how they pulled that one off. Hey, I want to get really quick to something really quick here, and then get your opinion on it, Chris. But sure. When they talked about the Congress needs to act right now, because they say this every time we have one of these shootings, and these are terrible shootings. Don't get me wrong. Whether it's a false flag or not, people did die. Supposedly, they did die in this one. And so they're talking now, you know, Congress must act now. So I got to say to myself, what do you have in mind? If you're going to take our Second Amendment rights away, no, there's no talk about that. You can't blame everybody and generalize that everybody else must have their weapons taken away because of a select few people who don't do responsibly. So the question now is, it's being thrown around here, and I'll bring something else into that also, that they're talking about increasing the age to purchase a rifle. So no longer 18, maybe they're going to be looking at 20 or 21. And the reason I bring that up is because they're actually out here in Florida trying to push. Now, I'm not sure if this is a national thing, but here in Florida, they're trying to push now that an 18-year-old cannot buy tobacco any longer. They're trying to push that you must be 21 to buy tobacco. Well, okay, let's just analyze this whole thing of what an adult is and what's not an adult. And 18-year-old, you're considered an adult. You can vote in all elections. You can volunteer for military service or be drafted by the government for military service. You can do numerous things that are adult-like responsible. You can't drink unless you're on a military base, and then they do allow you to drink at 18 years old. I can tell you that for a fact. They don't care. So the government, the military, realizes that if you're willing to sacrifice your life, you can drink a beer while you're on base if you're 18 years old. They don't care about that. So increasing the age to buy a weapon, but then stripping you of your rights as an adult, basically. They're saying you're not an adult, but you are an adult. So I got a problem with that whole raising the age to buy a rifle just because somebody used it wrong. And I think a bigger push, or we should be definitely looking at Big Pharma, the pharmaceuticals, on these medications. I have yet to see anybody, the Big Pharma, get sued yet. We'll be right back. Chris, you're up next.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guaranteed. That's what I do. Energy cleaner is $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer, for me to you personally, a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
This is Off the Beaten Path. Steve Elkins on the phone with Chris in Las Vegas. We do have open lines, 1-800-313-9443. Go ahead. You got it there, Chris. It's yours.
Well, thank you, Steve. The preposterosity and absurdity of this insane plan coming out of so-called Congress, our representatives representing our interest instead of presenting our interest into their own special interest, to create a defenselessness in Americans by raising the age where people are able to acquire defensive implements and ammunition to fuel those defense abilities is absolutely the stupidest thing I've ever heard. We're apparently being dumbed down, or dumbed up, as the case may be, raising the age to where we are allegedly not competent to make a rational decision. And I remember back many, many years ago, when the Cub Scouts, the Boy Scouts, they used to start you with BB guns, and then you'd go to a single-shot 22, and, you know, we'd learn responsible handling of defense implements, so we would have the ability to guard, protect, defend, and feed our families. And so this insanity of trying to disarm Americans on these, remember, the very definition of tyranny is what the government does to the people. And you were speaking about democracy. Well, remember, democracy is mob rule. It's a failed plan. It always results in the most violent disruption and implosion of government. The rights of the individual, the natural God-given rights, are what are supposed to be supreme in a republic. And this is the unfortunate conundrum we find ourselves in this day and time.
Yep. You said it all right, Chris. Everything you said was right. Yep, democracy is mob rule. We don't have a democracy. We have a supposedly a constitutional republic, but we do not actually, we are not at this present time following our rule, the letter of the Constitution. The U.S. Constitution is being trampled on daily. And, yeah, it's a constitutional republic, but not actually abiding by the Constitution right now. You know, when we're talking about these this Parkland shooting here down in Florida, 17 people died. I made a comment and spoke to a neighbor. We were talking about this issue down there and the drugs, the medications that possibly could be part of this whole issue. You know, we don't want to blame the gun. It's got to be the gun, but no, it's actually the person pulls the trigger. But these medications, we definitely need to look at these things. And I have yet to see any lawsuits filed because of these shootings against a big pharma manufacturer on these medications. And I do believe that is something to definitely look at. But the question I had was, we are, you know, we think of American lives as being precious American lives, and they are, but other people are precious too. And do you realize that this Parkland shooting down there, 17 people died on this one day. Do you realize this is happening every day in Iraq and Afghanistan, every day? So here we have a shooting, and we send counselors to the school to talk to the children because this is post-traumatic stress now. This is a terrible thing. So we get the children together, and we talk to them and try to make them feel good. But this is happening every day in Iraq and Afghanistan, and we don't see that. We don't see that for a reason, because your mainstream media doesn't want you to see that. They don't want you to know the facts that these children in other countries are dying in greater numbers than 17 in one episode here every day. Now, we as American people are a good people. We're a good people. We have a bad government. We have a rotten government. We have a rotten FBI here that's taken part in a lot of legal activities. But when people say, oh, my God, our precious children, think about in other countries, which is happening every day on a daily.
Not only that, Steve, 22 a day of our veterans returning home are committing suicide due to the effects of overdosing of these drugs called medications. These pharmaceuticals, remember in the word pharmaceutical, the P is silent. It's harm a suicidal. This is what they do. They kill us with these drugs or put us in a state of mind to kill ourselves or others. That's what the purpose of suicidal psychotropic drugs are. And they're all methamphetamine-based. The whole DSM-5 is subjective and interpretive. It has no foundational basis that you can prove is evidentiary under the Federal Rule of Evidence 702. It should be declared to be unconstitutional for lack of specificity. And these suicidal psychotropic maniacs out there who are putting these drugs in our people to create these zombified people that go out and kill mindlessly and then can't remember it by design are the danger. We need to be legislating against psychiatrists and psychologists, not the people that are victims of their evil practices of demonica.
Yeah, it's quite possibly we could be looking at something like you said. These people who carry out these acts don't have a clue what's going on. They're kind of delusional. They're walking in a fog, kind of a Manchurian candidate type situation. But we've seen that the FBI actually has taken individuals and pushed them in the direction, funded them, given them weapons to carry out things. And that's when I spoke about the term false flag. You understand it. I understand it. The listeners of this network understand that false flags are a reality. They do happen. And one other thing I want to add to that, besides talking about the Project for New American Century, the PNAC document, and all the people that signed on to that, let's talk also about that other piece of proof, that the pieces of the puzzle that come together, which explains why we're over there in the Middle East and what we're doing with all this invading other countries and finding reasons to invade them. But this was the audio, and I know you've heard it. It was the General Wesley Clark interview where he talked about 7 countries in 5 years. We are going to invade these 7 countries in 5 years. Now, they're a little off their schedule. about these invasions getting there, but Syria and Iran were the last two. And he was right on. I'm right on point. I mean, he's probably sorry that he ever spoke these words, but the memo came to him. It was on his desk. It came from Donald Rumsfeld at the time, who was, what was he, the Secretary of War at the time, Secretary of Defense, I'm sorry. And you can't discount that. The documents are there. And when you put the pieces of the puzzle together, now you understand how we're in Iraq and Afghanistan, the never-ending war for some reason. And I'm seeing an article in front of me here that the United States is claiming victory in Iraq. Now, I'm sorry, you. 17 years, you're claiming victory. You haven't. There's no victory. And as far as ISIS goes, if it wasn't for the Russians, ISIS, they've taken care of a lot of your problems. ISIS, and of course, we understand that we created the entity ISIS and Al-Qaeda. So a lot of people don't understand that. And I pointed also to a fact. There's another video out there you can go on YouTube and listen to. RBN listeners know about it. It was a Senator John McCain and Hillary Clinton discussing back in 2007, I believe it was the year, and that they discussed creating the proxy army Al-Qaeda and the proxy army ISIS. Now, we created the boogeyman. The boogeyman is alive, and they had to create a boogeyman. And when this boogeyman is gone, another boogeyman will be created again, because you need an excuse to continue doing what you're doing, and that is invading other countries in their effort to call it nation building.
Well, they call it winning the hearts and minds of the people, which is a preposterosity. You beat them into submission and claim you're winning their hearts and minds. That's about as insane a concept as you're killing babies to save them from being abused later. It's right, nonsensical. Right. You mentioned Donald Rumsfeld. Well, it's more important to remember Donald Rumsfeld is the one who brought us fluoride in our toothpaste and our drinking water under the pretext that it was going to save us from tooth decay or some other nonsense, and it's really a deadly poison. And he profited directly from that. He also is the individual who, coincidentally, the day the Exocet missile went into the Pentagon inside the right on target, just outside the Naval Intelligence, which was the communications server room where all the evidence about the missing $2.3 trillion from his, formerly the War Department, re-termed the Defense Department, James 1-8, a double-minded man is of unsound mind and uncertain in all his ways, and it's deceitful to relabel the War Department as the Defense Department, because in their world, peace is war, full-time. And these are the insane people we've got making our policies that are driving our militant agenda, not military. Militant is the most abusive form and excessive form of force used to accomplish an objective. But I've been on long enough, Steve. Thank you so much. You've probably got other callers. But thank you for filling up this slot and giving us such intellectual conversation that is relevant and topical to today's things that are going on in the world.
Well, thank you, Chris. I appreciate that. No, definitely... people out there listening, definitely check out the General Wesley Clark video audio with Hillary Clinton and him talking about with John McCain, talking about John McCain and seven countries in 5 years. And then also the other clip there saying that, John McCain and Hillary Clinton discussing ISIS and that they created ISIS and that they fund ISIS. And arm ISIS. So, you know, creating the boogeyman. These pieces of the puzzle all come together. And when you don't understand really what's going on, and when you finally first learn of these things, it is overwhelming. It is. It's shocking. It's overwhelming. And it brings a lot of anger out that I believe in the rule of law. But I do understand now that there is so much money, more money to be made in war than there is in peace. There you go. So we're going to go back to the phones. We got David in Massachusetts. You're on, David.
Oh, hi, Steve. Yeah, it's always good to hear from Chris. I first heard him with Eric the Freedom Screamer and everything. He's a good man. But anyways, yeah, Steve, you know, with this, who I call, you know, Mueller the Uranium Mule Skinner and his investigation, you know, we know that the airliner went down just outside of Moscow with the Russian uranium executives over there that run you know, the executives of the Russian uranium industry over in Russia. They were killed, possible witnesses against Mueller. But anyways, and now a plane went down outside of Tehran in Iran. All 66 passengers were killed, I guess, today. It'd be interesting to see who was on board that. But, Steve, listen, this is what I'm going to suggest now. We got to put a name on this thing, and I think I have the name for this whole thing with Mueller and investigating President Trump with, you know, with the Russian collusion nonsense and all that. But we had Watergate, and you know, and then we had Iran-Contra-gate, and then we had White Watergate, and up here in Massachusetts, we even had Gates-gate. Professor Henry Louis Gates, Harvard Professor Henry Louis Gates, had a confrontation with a Cambridge police officer, and that became a scandal called Gatesgate. But anyways, listen, with this Mueller's investigation, it's a big scandal, and I think I have a name for it. And you can't make this stuff up, but I'm going to make it up anyways. Let's call Mueller's investigation into President Trump, this phony investigation about this Russian collusion, let's call it Investigate.
There you go.
How about that, huh? Investigate?
Sounds good.
Is that a good name for this? You know, we have all the other gates. Well, we might as well have Investigate, you know?
Well, I've been calling it Hillary Gate for a while since I found out she was funding it. And she was, you know, when you look at crimes, people who carry out crimes, you have to look at motive and you have to look who profits from the crime itself. And, of course, who would profit from this whole thing of Donald Trump being taken down? Of course, Hillary. So you have to – and it's just common sense belief that you have to look who profits from the crime itself and the motive and who profits. And we know that the DNC and Hillary would profit in this case. So,
you know what's mind-boggling, Steve? It was right in our faces. I never heard anybody mention this, but I don't even watch TV. I don't have a TV, but I spend a lot of time in VA hospitals, and televisions are ubiquitous in VA hospitals. In every room, the waiting room, and the cafeteria, the food court, there's televisions everywhere, everywhere you turn. But the first thing Trump did you catch? Hear this, all this nonsense, Hillary for prison when he's running and everything? The first thing he did at his inaugural address, he told Bill and Hillary to stand up for a special acclaim and adulation for their wonderful service to our country. Did you catch that at Trump's inauguration?
Yeah, I did.
So, you know, right there he was exposing himself as a phony right there. And that's phony Alex Jones. You know, Steve, I really think that Alex Jones really is the tip of the spear? Because more and more when I listen to him, I get this sharp, excruciating pain between my shoulder blades. I think, you know, I think the tip of his spear is going right into the back of us patriots. Yeah?
You know, I don't have a whole lot of comment on Alex Jones. I really don't listen to him. I do listen to GCN once in a while. I listen to Rents. There is one guy I do follow a little bit, Dave, the X-22 Report. I highly recommend you listening to Dave on the X-22 Report. And you can go online on YouTube and look at the current podcast that he has posted there, of which actually I was going to discuss here because John Stadmiller had an interesting guest on Valentine's Day, Mr. Cody Snodgrass. And a former CIA agent that came out, a whistleblower, and talked about the Oklahoma City bombing. And it was very interesting. So I went online and I found that he had actually been on the X-22 Report. If you go on YouTube, type in Black Ops Operator Comes Forward and Tells All. It's a little over an hour long. I definitely would advise you to listen to this, watch it and listen to this. And take a lot of notes and do your own homework investigation. But the guy sounds very credible. I talked to John the other day. Now, Cody Snodgrass was supposed to come back on Friday. He did Monday's show, and he was supposed to come back on Friday. And I called John. I said, what happened? He said he was a no-show. So, don't know what happened to him. I think we both agree that his days are probably numbered because he's come out with a lot of things. And you know, that's what happens when people come forward. Whistleblowers don't live very long lives. And what he's talked about and given times and dates and information sounds very, very credible. And it also goes back to the false flag. So you get a chance, check out those YouTube videos. It's an hour long.
Hey, Steve.
Yes.
Can I close with this thought?
Sure, go ahead. Hold on. Come back. Yep, come back after this.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Back. Well, we need to get it right this time, not next time, this time. Before we go back to the phones, I just want to say that I fear that if no justice comes from this investigation of the illegal activities by the FBI and the Department of Justice, if nothing ever happens and these people walk away, our Constitution will no longer be the law of the land anymore. It will be torn to shreds because it'll show that there is a two-tier system that the wealthy and powerful are able to do pretty much whatever they want to do, and you and I will be held to a different law. And maybe we can all go back to Bill Clinton's redefining of the definition of is. Maybe that what this is why it's all happening. I don't know, but if there is no justice and our FBI and our Department of Justice can do whatever they want to do, break the rules, they agreed to the rules and they can break the rules, the Constitution will no longer stand in this country. We will have serious, serious repercussions for not having a letter of the law to stand by anymore. We're going to go back to David. David, you got somebody behind you, so go ahead and make it fast.
Yeah, I'll wrap it up, Steve. But just I listened to Cody Snodgrass's the interview conducted by John. It was so good. I listened to it twice. The second time, I listened to it even more carefully. It corresponded, corroborated everything I know already. And I'll just say this: after listening to that, Cody's testimony, you know the expression between the devil and the deep blue sea? After listening to Cody, I came to the realization, us patriots, we're between the devil and the deep blue state.
Okay, I buy that.
And I'll close with that, Steve, okay?
Sounds good.
Hey, thank
you, David, for calling. Okay. Appreciate it again. No, I definitely worry that our Constitution will not stand if there's no justice here done. It took a while for Watergate to actually be exposed, and actually the people who took place, who participated in the Watergate break-ins, they called them the plumbers. It took a while to actually send people to prison for that, but I don't know. My wife said just the other day that she thinks she's... doesn't believe in the judicial system anymore and losing faith in it. And I am quickly losing faith in it also, understanding that the FBI had actually had exoneration papers already drawn up for Hillary before they questioned her. After this break, we'll come back to the phones. Mark and Georgia, you're next up. This is Off the Beaten Path.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.